What happened there? You broke your nail.
This podcast should be called Chaos.
Well, it's a good thing that you're a guest because I fit right in.
Maybe like this podcast could be about how to set up a podcast. Ooh.
Fuck you. This is the first time we're doing with other people. Okay, so fuck off.
How does it feel to have space between each other now?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You guys aren't
living together. Between you and your sister.
I enjoy it. I mean, now I have rats in my
you
apartment.
You gotta sit a little closer, my boy.
Now I have rats in my apartment. And I'm like, oh, you fuck know off. What? Now I don't have anyone like screaming at me about it.
So wait,
like,
are you joking?
Oh, okay. No.
Is it rats or one rat?
It's one rat. Okay, so there was this one moment where me and Cameron were just like falling asleep on the couch, but Cameron was like, you know, dead. I was like, okay, you know what, Cameron, just get up, go to the bed, sleep. I'll join you soon enough. And then when he went to bed, I was like, you know what? I'm going to live my fantasy. I made myself some like ramen noodles. Not ramen. Like I made myself some bowl noodles.
Ramen noodles, some your fantasy?
Some cheap noodles from Walmart.
And you wonder why you got sick all the time.
Jesus fucking Christ. I made those and I like sat down and I just started like eating and I was like, let me watch this anime movie that I've been meaning to watch. And I'm like watching and all
hold
of a
on,
sudden
which one?
It was called Flavors of Youth. Yeah. Okay. It's on Netflix. Yeah. It's about food. And I was like, I can't watch an anime about food without having food. And I'm like,
that's me and food channels.
No. So and all of a sudden I'm like watching this anime and I'm like, oh my god, I'm crying. It's such a beautiful anime movie. And then all of a sudden my vision goes into like this tunnel because I saw something move from the left. So Choti, you know that table, the one that I use for my study table? Yeah. So I look down and I'm actually looking at the TV, but my peripheral like my peripheral just noticed something scurry from like the left side to the right side of the table. And I'm like, I did not just see that.
Wait, but this was in the middle of the night?
This was like 2 a.m. or something. Holy like that. Shit. And so like the lights from the TV were like on, but all the other lights are off. And so I'm like, something black just moved from like the left side to the right side of the table. And I'm like, please be a ghost. Like, you know, like, please. I don't want any sort of rat. Because it looked like a mouse. It looked like it was like hopping and jumping around. And I was like, okay, it's definitely either a mouse or a rat. But I'm like, maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I didn't actually see that. But then I had to pee. And I'm like, okay, fuck, now I really have to get up and like see what this is all about. So I got up and obviously Cameron's asleep and I can't scream at Cameron like, Cameron, wake up.
Did you consider waking me up at
yeah,
one point?
Yeah, I did. But then,
like, Cameron.
But the thing is, come, Alex was asleep in the other room and I was like,
oh, you don't want to freak him out? Kind of
I don't want to freak out Alex either. And I was just like, because I'm like, what if it is nothing, you know? And I just don't want my new roommate to be like somebody's a pig. He lives with rats.
I mean.
Anyway. Let's
That's
keep
a different conversation.
Let's keep up this facade. Yes.
Yeah, you were pretty beautiful and clean. Yes.
On your blue cum stained couch. Yes.
Oh my God.
Hi, Ma. Yes. Yes, this is what I'm dating. Yes. And then I get up and I'm like, okay, I have to go pee. And then as soon as I'm walking, of course, I'm like making those like huge talk steps on. So that
what
I'm
do
like,
you mean?
Because I want to see the fucking rat. So I get up and I'm like making these like loud noises while I'm like walking to the bathroom and I'm like pissing myself at the same time. And I'm like, okay, I didn't see anything. And I pee. Obviously, my eyes are down. I'm like, maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I do see it or something like that. And then I went and like sat back on the couch and I'm like finishing my movie, but my eyes are still like moving down. I'm like, okay, I will see it again. And I didn't see it for like the next 4 days. And
yeah,
I was like,
bro,
maybe it was like all in my head. But here's the thing though. I knew that we had a rat problem because suddenly there was a random piece of an Oreo, Choti. I've never seen that piece of Oreo ever. But suddenly there was a small piece of Oreo.
Wait,
on
are
the
you
floor,
like a legit cookie or like a rat dropping?
It was like a small... Oh my God, I hope it wasn't a rat dropping. I think it was an actual piece of the Oreo cookie that basically just randomly popped up. Like it's like you know where you like walk in the hallway, so yeah, you can like step on these things very easily. So like obviously someone would have picked it up and like thrown it away. But all of a sudden there was a random Oreo cookie on the floor, and I'm like, who did that?
Shit. So you're like, not buying Oreos anymore?
No, I'm not buying Oreos anymore. So I'm like, okay. And so like all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna bring this up to Alex because if I see it again, that's when I'll bring it up. So about like a week ago or something like that, I'm like kicking Alex awake at like 1 a.m. because I just came back from like the viewing for like my Last of Us TV yeah. show kind of thing. So I'm like, so Alex, good. I just watched it the first time. I'm going to wake you up and we're going to watch it together. And he was like, okay. So I like kicked him up. And so I made him watch it. And again, all the lights were low and we're just sitting there and we're watching. And I'm like, Alex, watch. This scene's going to happen. Like it's going to come. Like I want to talk about the scene. I'm going to pause it and I'm going to tell you all about it. This happens exactly like in the game.
This was the same night where we already watched the premiere. You watched it again
yeah,
with him?
It was
him?
The premiere. Yeah. So premiere for The Last of Us. As soon as we all finished, I came back home. I woke Alex up and I was like, Alex, I'm going to make you watch it. Yeah, it was the same night.
Wow. And then that's a dedicated roommate. Yeah. I mean, it's not like he had a choice, but
yeah, he was locked into that shit.
I'm like making him watch this show. And then all of a sudden Alex goes, pause it. I'm like, wow, did you really like the show? Like, what's going on? Like, do you really want to talk about this scene? And he's like, no, Simba, I saw a rat. I'm like, where did you see this rat?
Yo, this is how he's finding out that you knew about the rat. Yeah. This is the rat escapades.
I was like, oh my God, Alex, that was a rat? Oh my God, it's the first time I'm hearing of that. It's like, what are we going to do? Then he's like, oh my God. But here's the thing though, like Alex is from Mexico and he's like owned like several businesses and he's had to deal with like rats and cockroaches quite often in his life. And so he's like, Simba, if there's one rat, that means there's multiple rats.
Well, yes.
So this is not just our problem anymore. This is a Strata problem. We need to like, contact the Strata.
Let me fill you in. There was a notice that went out in the building saying there's a rat problem because people have been leaving food in the mail room.
Oh,
you know how
wow.
People get like good food, HelloFresh, all that kind of stuff. So the landlord sent me that notice by email saying there's a rat problem in the building.
Wait, when was this?
Yesterday.
Choti?
What?
And are they doing anything about it?
There's an exterminator coming. But shouldn't you
wait,
know that?
Wait, you're still getting letters from them?
Simba will find out eventually.
Because there's also another notice in our building. It says it's all about ants. They're like, there's like a bunch of ants.
Oh, ants are the worst.
Yo, this is the end times. This is exactly what happened in my old apartment.
This is why you leave Coquitlam.
What in the apocalypse is happening? I'm like...
Okay, so did you end up finding the rat? Did you end up dealing with it or not?
So here's the funniest thing though. Because I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we have to deal with the rat now because we both saw it once.
You guess.
So I go to London Drugs. I don't know how weird it is, but like going up to an employee and asking them, hi, do you have any rat poison? It is so weird.
It's not.
Because almost immediately in my head, they think that I'm trying to kill someone. Like, oh, I want to poison
or my yourself.
Partner. Or I'm going to kill myself or something like that.
So really awkward. Exactly. Do you have any rat poison?
Yeah. Do you have any rat poison? They're like, what? No, we don't carry rat poison.
Bro, here's a self-helpline. We got to take care of you. Yeah. Got to make sure everything's okay. Yeah. No.
Like, is everyone okay?
Don't leave. Like, dude, what is readily available?
You're supposed to go it's in not- and say, hi, I have a rat problem. I'd like something to
yeah,
kill them.
Introduce some context first.
Do you have any rat poison?
They didn't have those little
no, Chuti. No, they didn't. And then I texted Alex, and Alex texted me. He was like, Timba, were you able to find any sort of like poison for the rat or something? And I was like, I couldn't find it because apparently they don't sell it anymore. I'm like,
they don't sell rat poison anymore?
Yeah. But then Alex ended up going to Rona, that home decor thingy.
Rona sounds like a place to get rat poison.
Why?
It's like the end of times store.
Really?
Who goes to Rona?
I don't know. I've never
seen.
That's
like
your
last resort.
Yeah. True.
Actually, you're right. You're
Rona,
right.
You got issues.
I feel like places like Rona and Costco are the ones where you go to if there's like an apocalypse and you want to like hunker down.
Yeah, Costco. Because I mean, they have like all that.
But like Rona doesn't.
Yeah, Costco makes
you're
sense.
You're going to go to Rona?
But like Rona has.
Wait,
like
what does Rona even sell? Like underground shelter stuff?
No, it's like, yo, if you want to set up your kitchen, if you want to set up your bathroom, we got you. But otherwise.
But it's like industrial, right? So it's like cute spaces. I mean, obviously you'll have to venture out
to
food.
So it's not like a home decor
store. It's not a home sense. It's not a home goods. No.
But if you're going to die, at least die on a comfortable couch.
On a comfortable couch?
Rona has couches.
Oh, they do?
I think so.
They have furniture?
Yeah, I've not seen I've not
Can
seen
I get
any
something
furniture
for
there.
Little Sally? And
who the
little
fuck is Sally?
One-stop shop for little Sally and Timmy.
No. But anyway, we now have rat pellets all across our apartment.
I'm sure they're not Oreos, though.
And Alex Taste was them. Like, Alex was like, but rats are so cute. I love rats. I'm like, not in this fucking apartment, you don't.
See, I feel like I'd be okay if they were mice, but rats, No.
And then he's like, Simba, like, I want to kill them humanely. I'm like, there's no way to humanely kill a rat. And he was like, well, I'll find a way. And then he ended up finding these pellets, which basically dehydrate the rat inside out. So like it has a little bit of a pellet and then it scooches onto the other side and then has a little bit of the pellet over there and it dehydrates them from the inside and then it just dies.
Yeah, I use the sticky shit where you lay it out and then
that's so disgusting because sometimes their legs will get trapped and they're just
no oh my goodness
no you don't want to treat these things humane because there's too many of them you just gotta fucking let their skin rip off as they're trying
humans.
To beg for life.
There's too many humans on this planet too.
Yeah, we need another apocalypse.
So, I'm
or
okay with that.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
A reaping.
Anyway, I know Simba was going to tell us about his new job at Cactus Club.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
Did you hear a pencil?
No, that was Simba's
ASMR. Simba doing, yeah. He's got to try to
Dude, it sounds like you're scribbling on a piece of paper like it was a sound.
It sounds
bite.
Like the rat.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Wait, have you heard it in the walls yet?
I haven't heard it in any of the walls yet. So I'm just like, okay.
Maybe somebody should take this microphone and just start doing voiceover. You'll be good at
voiceover.
Yeah,
that's your new job right there.
Yeah.
Do you have voices?
He pulls his pants down and he...
No. You're not ASMR.
And he pulls out his 9-inch.
You can even monetize your ASMR on TikTok.
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine me doing ASMR? Okay, one of the reasons why I actually...
I mean, you do it all the time.
I always wanted to do ASMR, but here's the thing, though. ASMR people all have their limbs. So when they're, like, scratching against things, they have all their fingers.
Yeah, you'd be like, this is for disabled people only.
Yeah, it helps you stand out more. Be sure to introduce your hand first.
That's your niche.
What do you mean there can be disabled ASMR racist? There you go. Yeah,
racist.
Yeah.
No, you'd be like, you come out with your little fingers.
More like ableist.
Ableist.
Yeah.
This is my strong hand.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Come on, child. Hold on to my strong hand.
Someone really likes ASMR.
Yo, there is audio. For sex.
Yeah.
You know, which
yeah.
is just sometimes like, you just listen.
Sometimes what turns people on is the voices.
True.
The sounds.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's why I have to ask you to talk dirty to me.
Ew. Okay.
What do you mean? Do you not like that?
Hi, Cameron, you should say something. Hello,
this is the beauty of podcasts is like forcing him to sit down and just make him awkward.
Yeah, Cameron, what are your thoughts on talking dirty?
Honestly, if it's forced, it doesn't do anything for me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so like if somebody's like comes in with the like expectation that I have to talk dirty to them, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not a turn on for me.
But
if it does happen organically in the moment, sure, I could be into that.
But do you think you're good at it?
I'm more of like a, like I express myself in the physicality and through the verbal.
No.
So Cameron, I don't know.
Wait, are you the dom in this situation?
Cameron expresses himself by staying hard, which is really hard for me.
Yeah. Which is why Simba's a bottom now.
Which is why what? Which is why what?
I think you heard me.
No, I genuinely did not. There's too many noises. Which is a Simba what?
Which is why you're a bottom now.
Which is why I'm a bottom. Hi, Mama.
I think Mom already knows.
That means you're a dom, I guess? Mama, no, not really.
Well,
no, I wouldn't say you're a dom.
Not really. Like, there are times where I can be. In the relationship in general, Simba likes to kind of have more of a dom facade. But beneath
that... He lets his
that,
little subby out in the bedroom. I like it.
Yeah.
Wow. But then, interesting.
Yeah, but then beneath that, like, I have a dom side too. I'm just not quite as flashy with it. There needs to be, like, ebbs and flows to it.
Yeah.
If it's just too much, if you, like, start at a 10 and keep riding that the whole time, it just gets exhausting.
That's fair.
So
you
I'm not
into
that.
You have to be in the mood for it too. Like, you can't just open the door and like, take it, you bitch.
Yeah, it's like, wow. Like,
take
is
you, bitch.
This like
I have
some...
pizza.
It just sounds like a song.
Yeah, initially it sounds like, okay, maybe you need some therapy to start.
Order's
it's
here.
Just like, let's yeah. like, pepperoni. Let's work to that. Yeah.
Sausage, extra slices.
Yeah, maybe daddy didn't beat you hard enough.
Yeah, so let's Damn. Not use me as a substitute to like work out your like, you know,
your issues. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that makes sense. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think for me, it's more or less if someone does come like all like, well, with Grindr, it's different because you actually have a conversation with someone before you invite them over kind of a thing. So you already kind of know what the expectation is when they are about to come over. So if they're like, oh, I want to enter the room and have you like on all fours with a blindfold on and, you know,
see,
with a picture of Jesus Christ between your legs. I'm like, whoa. I
really
can make that happen.
You're the Bible, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, my Bible thumb.
Interesting.
Me and my Kama Sutra.
Call me old fashioned, but I like to like say, hey, how's it going? What's your name?
Yeah.
Nice weather, right? Or like some kind of like formal connection before.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, who's it? In me now? Like,
yo.
These just feel different.
Yeah. I can resonate because that's exactly what I'm like. I am so awkward on dating apps and whatnot. It's completely ridiculous. I'm so awkward. Jesse seems to think I'm not. But question for Simba was, you were saying that, you know, you're on Grindr and you talk to people.
Yeah.
And they have this fantastical image of what they want you to be like.
Yeah.
Have you ever come across people who portray themselves differently on the app versus in person?
There's no way you don't.
No, because some people are like, you know, I'm front and center. This is what I'm like here, and that's what you'll get. But some people like me, I'll talk dirty on
yeah, but
the
you've
phone
never been catfished?
Because I'm behind a screen. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying person's still the same. It's just the behavior. Like, when
is there
I first
like
met
a
you,
big difference between the way you appear online versus how you actually appear in person?
Let's say, for example, I was talking dirty to you on Tinder, but when we first met, I was hella awkward.
No, she talked dirty to me.
Wait,
how's
what?
Going, Simba?
Yikes.
Anyway, Simba, go ahead.
No, it's happened. Yeah. There's people who are like, oh, I want to spit in your mouth as soon as I walk in through the door. And then as soon as they walk in through the door, like, can I have a glass of water? I'm like, why don't you just fucking leave? Like, this is not the fantasy that you promised me. Like, you want water? No, no, no. You put your water in me.
You're not abusing me right out the gate like you
said.
Maybe they
have that expectation. Where do you think the water comes from?
They were parched. They needed to be rejuvenated.
They're like, you want this spit? Let me lavish.
They had the Sahara Desert in their mouth, but they really wanted to give you an oasis after, you know?
Ooh, an oasis.
I'm like, it's happened, but like, you know, like it's very easy to do a lot of dirty talking through text because one, there's no expectation of actually meeting up with that person. And so when it does happen, when you do meet up with the person, like I've done it quite often where I basically tell the guys on Grindr, I'm like, I can take big dicks. Like,
and then you can?
No, but here's the thing though. But when they do come over and when like, you know, I'm like flirting with them, I'm like, trying to be all like hot and shit. But then when they are about to come over, they're like, okay, I'm putting on my shoes right now. And I'm like walking over. I'll tell them, can we go slow? Like, can we start slow?
Yo, you two are so similar. It's fucking nuts.
But here's the thing, though.
That's really weird.
But no, I'm riding this weirdness.
No. I'm like, we need to start off slow. Is that okay? I mean, you can still pee in me, but also like, Cameron, hello, Cameron, my boyfriend, hello. Yes.
No, man.
Is Cameron hearing this for the first time?
Oh no.
There's no way.
Simba and I, we don't have the same. I mean, there are similarities for sure, but then there's like specific things that are like hard no for me.
Yeah,
water sports, I draw the line.
I
feel like there's no pleasure in that though, you know. I mean I'm seeing you
You experienced water sports?
Yeah
of a certain type.
I've done the golden shower.
Excuse me,
not with her.
Not with me.
I'm the kind of person,
a girl
like,
pees on you?
Oh well, we didn't get that far. I peed and then I was like, damn, I don't think this is for me after I peed.
Oh, see, that's where it's like red flag.
He did it, but didn't receive it.
I was like, I want to try this. I want to try the golden shower. We got in there. I peed on her. She was like, dude, I don't really like this. And I was just like,
wait, you said that to her?
No, she did. After she got peed on, she was like, this doesn't work for me. And I'm like, yeah, it's not working for me either. Let's just not do it.
Interesting.
So she got the one side, one two.
You know, I've never tried it because I just know I won't like it.
Dude,
it's just, it's one of those things where it's like, you know what? Like, I know that. Like, I'm all for, like, oh, you gotta try new things before you know if you like it. That's a very specific kind of, like
murder
thing where I'm just like, you know what? No.
Let's dig into
the idea symbol. Has no appeal to me in any shape or form. So
that's fair.
I'm not gonna pursue
it. But do you guys have any limits in terms of what you share with each other with your individual experiences? Like, you know, sometimes a partner is uncomfortable listening to your stories about what you did with someone else.
Should I share the Mykonos story?
Sure. Yeah, should.
I only want you guys to be comfortable sharing what you're
doing. Because this is going to be online. So.
It's a pretty cute story.
And another thing is
it's a cute story.
Okay.
Cute.
So it was like me and Cameron traveled across Europe like 2 years ago. 2 years ago?
A year and a half ago.
And
the whole
ago.
Way horseback riding, I guess, yeah.
White horseback riding?
The whole way horseback riding.
It riding dick. Anyways, never mind.
I get it. So me and Cameron were like traveling like about a year and a half ago across Europe, and then we ended up going to Greece together.
Got to be a sex show for sure.
Yeah, so we went to like Santorini, and then we went to Mykonos. But we were still in that stage where we were like defining how our open relationship really works, because at that point, like, we were like very like open with everything.
There were
no limits. There was no like you know, because there were no limits because we hadn't discovered those limits to begin with. So it was just very like, you know, we'll just see how it goes. Like, we'll
that's
see
really
how
hard with
along,
undefined
kind of
limits though. Like, you,
well, we knew that, like, you know, if there were things that were an issue, we'll be able to talk it out and then, like, you know, put each other's priorities first, kind of a thing. So
you can hope.
Yeah, exactly. I mean it worked out clearly, like, we're still here. But there was this one moment where Cameron and I were in the Lindsay Lohan resort in Mykonos because I was earning full time.
Oh really?
Yeah
we were at the
Lindsay Lohan Lindsay Lohan
Super
Beach Club
Paradise
that's
Beach.
Awesome.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Lohan, hold on. I'm out of the loop on
it's
this
it's a thing it's like
Lindsay Lohan, Lohan owned a beach club in Mykonos, and then she
but does it say Lindsay Lohan?
No.
She ended up selling her rights to it or something like that. Something happened. I think more cocaine. I don't know what happened.
No, I think she got sober.
Oh, but like, why would you give up a beach club? Anyway, I think she got kicked out, blah, 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 blah. But apparently there's this like iconic Lindsay Lohan dance at the beach club, like, you know, where she's like flipping her hair and everything.
Okay. Simba very asked funny. Me to no end to recreate.
Yes.
Is this from the movie?
Like, Simba, I'm not sure this is the right move for you.
I was like, this is such a huge red flag, Cameron. Like, if I introduce a stupid idea, I want a partner to say, do it.
Is this a movie or like, where's this?
No. It's this video of Lindsay Lohan dancing in a beach club.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Like, post craziness or pre craziness?
No, I think it's in the middle.
In the middle. It's in the during. Okay.
Which was a long time.
In the middle of the cocaine.
Okay.
But yeah, there was this one moment where Cameron was like, oh, Simba, there's this guy. He wants to like come and meet up with me. Mm. Is that okay? And he asked me. And I was like, you know, that's 100% fine, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, you do the thing here in the room while I go to the bar and then just, you know, like flirt around, like talk to some people, make new friends kind of thing. It's fine. Like, you know, there's no precedent into like what I'm planning on doing over there, but at least I'll be able to like communicate with new people. And it was like our last night in Mykonos before.
Yeah.
And the next day I was flying out to Rome and you were flying out to Spain, right?
So just to straighten out, Cameron's going to the room with the dude. You're getting to fuck off.
Exactly. He's like, I'm going to give you the space, blah, 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 because obviously you need it kind of thing. But while I like go and like hang out at the bar and like talk to other gays.
Yeah.
And so I get to the bar and I end up realizing for a Friday night, everyone, it was just completely empty. I was just sitting there drinking. I was
so
sitting
surprising,
there.
Yeah.
I sat there drinking an 8 euro Corona, just looking into the ocean. And I'm like, I fucking hate this.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing though. Like if it was busy, then I would not have gotten inside my own head. Mm-hmm. But I think it was knowing the fact that Cameron was in a room with another guy that, you know,
you felt left out.
Yeah, it was kind of like FOMO, but also at the same time, I'm like, I'm also paying for that apartment. So if
you felt very vulnerable.
Yeah, so if we're playing together, if we're splitting a room together, shouldn't we play together as well? But also I was in that stage where I was like still defining my relationship with Cameron to begin with. And I was like, why do I have all these like emotions for like, you know, this guy all of a sudden? Like, what's going on here? And I was like, oh, okay, I actually have feelings. So I'm like, okay, this is not.
I mean, this is news
to me. This is not
how
I wanted to discover.
I'm discovering them right now. This is crazy.
I was like falling for Cameron, and I was like, I hate the fact that he's inside another man right now.
Or another was inside him.
He's inside my heart, but right now he's dig deep in another man.
Yeah, dig deep. He's being nice and tender with other boys. And then I was sitting there, and I was like, I hate it. Drinking my 8 euro Corona, just like staring into nothing. And then all of a sudden, Cameron comes in from the back with the guy who he was just with. Aww. And he was like, hi Simba, this is, what was his name, Dildo? Do you remember his name?
Give me a minute.
Well, he left an impression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And he was a nice guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was a good guy. It was so stupid. And then Cameron came from the back with this guy, and I was like all up in my feelings. I was like, I immediately saw red. I'm like, don't fucking do that.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't say it out loud, but obviously in my own head, I was like, oh my fucking God, I can't believe you did this. I'm like, just start throwing punches. And at the same time, I'm like, I don't need that. Like, yeah. So, and of course, like, you know, me being me, very charming.
Hold on real quick. Cameron, did you see his frustration at all or not?
I don't think so.
Yeah, 100% I did. Ooh. So like, I came from the room and I wasn't planning on him following me. Like, I was just going to be like,
oh, really?
Yeah, like it was kind of one of those things where I was like, okay, it's like, you know, we have our fun moment, we have a nice connection, and then we kind of go our separate ways. But he came with his friend, and his friend wanted to check out the bar. So they like followed me, and I was like, oh, are you sure?
Man, you follow me out, right?
But then it was just like, yeah, awkward. Like, I guess like I need to go to the bar too to see Simba. So I guess, sure, why not?
And I'm sitting there all up in my feelings.
And I expected it to be like a full packed bar, and I didn't know what Simba was doing. Simba told me like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like see if I can meet up with some friends, like have a good time. So I was expecting him to be immersed in that. And then I come to the bar and it's empty basically. And then I'm like, oh well, this is really awkward.
It was so bad.
I was like, okay, sure. So But yeah, up until that point, like, you know, it was kind of like, oh yeah, it's just, it'll be fine, like whatever. It was very casual.
And obviously, like, this guy's there, and I'm like, being obviously me being me, I can turn on the charm bomb whenever I want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, what was
I
the was charm like, there? Were you oh like God. A little salty?
Well, I was salty, but also at the same time, I was like very courteous. I'm like, so do I need to change the sheets? Like, at the same time, I'm like, you know, like yeah. killing myself
oh,
on the
that's
inside.
So cute.
And I was like, oh my God, my fucking heart hurts, but I was also like, I have to be nice to this one person who clearly has nothing against me. And of course, like, we started having a conversation, and he was genuinely really
he was a really lovely guy.
Calm down. I know, bro.
There's like an ego yeah. death in this open relationship. That was interesting as hell.
Yeah. You have to keep your ego in check.
Holy fuck.
So I was like, this person's nice. It's not his problem, and it's not Cameron's problem as well. It was just me realizing feelings that I had, and it just happened at the wrong time, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So I was just like sitting down. I was like, oh my God, you guys had a good time. I'm so glad. And then he was like, Simba, you're so nice and fun. Add me on Instagram. I was like, fuck off. But obviously, I have problems saying no to people. So okay. While I was seeing red at the same time, I was like, of course, you're let's add each other on Instagram. Yes. No. And so he added me on Instagram, and his friend also added me on Instagram. And then, like, after a conversation, I'm like walking back to the room with Cameron, and I immediately block both of them.
I was gonna ask. I was like, so to this day, but you're done. You just blocked them,
and then like, I blocked them. I'm pretty sure they're still blocked. I don't want to check.
And slide over. How are they on your Instagram list?
Are they on your Instagram list?
I think I still follow him.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we still follow each other. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was what it was. It was a hookup, but he was a nice guy. We had a nice.
Oh, I feel like you have like the most normal reactions to things, so I wouldn't sit here and be like, he's cheating on you, Simba.
Well, this whole time I thought Cameron coming up behind you, I thought you were going to say, oh, Cameron decided not to do the deed and come meet you like at the bar romance. With
no,
the guy.
No, 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 no. Cameron's said, babies were in him. Yeah. You, when he was like, Simba, add me on Instagram while his butthole was leaking. I'm like, oh.
No, because you said it's a cute story.
We haven't gotten to the end of it. We haven't
got to the end. He's like, oh, Simba, I couldn't go through with it. And he's just like,
no, no, that doesn't happen in gay culture. No. Well, fuck, and then we'll feel bad after. Mm. There you go, yeah.
Mm.
But like, and like on the way back, I blocked both of them. And then I was like telling Cameron, I don't think I can talk to you tonight because I'm all up in my feelings tonight. Ooh. And I feel like if you make me open my mouth tonight, I will say things that I know for a fact I'm going to regret tomorrow. So
I like
don't want to have that conversation with each other this evening, any sort of conversation. But Cameron could like tell I was like distressed. Mm. Like I was like, there was things happening and I was like, clearly like very like hands off me kind of a thing.
This is more mature than I've ever seen you.
Really?
I don't want to talk, man. I just but it was not great. But
bro,
then
there's a mature capability of someone being like, I can't say anything to you right now because I'm gonna fucking ruin shit.
Yeah.
And I need some space.
And
I'm healthy.
It's interesting because I've never seen Simba like this. So it's.
Well, actually, before that, because we were like walking back home and he was like walking like a little bit ahead of me and I could tell that there was something off. And so I went up to him and I'm like, are you okay? And your first reaction was, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Keeping it in check.
Yeah.
Very mature.
I'm fine. And I'm like, okay, you're clearly not fine, but we'll go with that. And then I think he told said
I
that.
I think passive aggressiveness.
Yeah, like
in
right,
the family.
Right before we like went asleep, you were like, yeah,
like right before I went off to sleep, I was just like, I need to like figure out my feelings because I genuinely know it's not Cameron's fault. It's not that other guy's fault either. So what is happening here? I need to like analyze a little. So I ended up realizing that I like fell for Cameron at that point, and I was like, aww. Oh, they kind of like this really fucking sucked. Like,
it just took a dick down to get your heart out. Okay.
Damn.
And I was like, this kind of sucks. And then like, and then of course, I like cuddled up to Cameron that night. I didn't talk to him, but I was like really clingy. Yeah. And usually, I don't get clingy, but I'm like, it just didn't sit right with me. I think we need to like set some boundaries about like how we hook up and when we do travel and if we are sharing the same bedroom. Let's either play together or like go outside because I shouldn't have to pay for a hotel room. And then not be expected to play as well, kind of a thing.
Interesting.
But that was again, like that was like in the beginning stages of our open relationship, right? Like we've done quite a lot more since then.
Yeah.
You know, and we're a lot more comfortable with this now. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that like, you know, it was kind of just one of the first big milestones of it because it was kind of at that point where we were able to How far were you guys in your relationship?
6 months.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, fair.
Yeah, about 6 months or so.
Y'all traveled together at 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. You find out a lot about your other when you travel. So that was really good, too.
I feel like it's kind of a good idea because I traveled with my significant other and they like snapped on me, like previous significant other. I'm a very go with the flow person. And they were like, we need to plan down. We need to nail down. We need to travel. We need to jump to each place. And I need to plan. And I'm like, bro, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And we get there, we figure it out. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
That was not the vibe. But at 6 months, it's crazy to me that you guys could do that.
I think me and Cameron, when we travel together, like you and I are able to like keep each other in check in the sense that sometimes Cameron would get like really exhausted. And I would be like, you know what? I totally get it. Let's just like walk back instead of like walking any further kind of a thing. But then also like the whole aspect of like traveling by myself also comes into play because we did both. Like after Greece, Cameron went to Spain and I went to Italy. And so that way I was just able to spend the entire day walking as far as I wanted to without having to have any other person's expectations on me.
And at that point, you were really going through also an interpersonal journey too after the whole Greece because not long after you met Alessandro.
Oh my God.
God damn, I already like him.
Alessandro, if you're listening to
AKA
this,
AKA Matt Damon from The Talented Mr. Ripley.
I was at the Colosseum and the first thought I had was Simba met Alessandro somewhere around here.
It was at the Colosseum.
Because you were upstairs, weren't you?
Yeah.
Where you can see the whole view. I was like, Simba met him right around here. Maybe he's around here.
I feel like I'll never have that edge over European dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like they throw down their name. They're like, hello, how are you? And I'm like, damn, go fuck yourself.
I'm like, it'll take me 2 years to realize that it's an asshole behind that accent.
100%. He could be like the biggest dick, but he's like,
yeah, but that accent. Yeah.
You look kind of fucked up today.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I got fucked up for you. Yeah. Anything you want, baby.
So like the whole Cameron thing happened. And the next day, I flew out to Italy and I was like vulnerable. I'm just like, I don't know what I want anymore.
Did you guys text throughout the separate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We texted throughout the thing. Yeah. Yeah. Like he sent me pictures. I sent him pictures. Like our locations are on and everything
that's nice.
Yeah. And then I just ended up like meeting. Hello, Alessandro. Yes. I still think of you.
Do you follow him on Instagram?
Oh, honey. I follow him on Instagram.
I wanted to follow him after Simba showed me his profile.
But you guys are really similarly into the same
people. Well, that's why we're twins.
There are similarities that end.
Mm. But anyway, I mean,
it's in the blood.
It was like one of those like, you know, Hilary Duff in Lizzie McGuire movie moments kind
of
a thing
where
he's like,
Simba,
I want you to stay another day in Rome so that I can show you my side of it. I'm like, I'm about to flood my pants.
You didn't even look at his side of it or did you meet him at like the last tail end of the trip?
I met him on the last night that I was in Rome.
That always happens.
And the next day I was supposed to take a train to Florence. And he was like, Simba, like I feel like we didn't get enough time together. Can you please sacrifice one day in Florence and I'll buy you the train ticket for Florence the day after. But I want to show you my side of Rome.
I'd be like, line
our
financials up right now and buy that shit. I'm not doing this on faith. Like you gotta buy the ticket now and now I gotta see.
And he was 100% okay with it too. I was like, are you sure?
So you did it?
I woke up people in my hostel, the ones that I'd like become friends with, and I was like, I need advice. Like, and then I'm texting my mom at the same time. I'm just like, Mama, what do
I do?
Hold
on, you woke these people up?
What?
I woke them up. Yeah.
I would rob you.
Really? Oh yeah. But they were like really nice people and they were like visiting like Vancouver and everything. But I woke them all up and all of them were Canadians. Like one lives in Ottawa, the other one lives in Quebec. So I was like, I need advice. And they basically gave me the advice that, you know, Simba, what are you going to remember more? The fact that you gave it all up for one day to be with this one guy that you just met who you're probably never going to see again. Mm. Or the fact that you took a train on time to go to a place where you're supposed to be on time kind of a thing, you know?
Interesting.
Honestly, both of those leave me perplexed. I was still
like, you know.
Yeah, I would be like, I don't know.
No, I'm like,
Florence sounds nice.
But like Florence is still Florence.
I don't
want to
get stabbed or whatever. So
Florence is just a place though. Right? I mean, it's just a city. Like I can go there anytime, but experiences with this one
can you go
while I'm 23?
Can you go anytime?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on.
Cactus Club. Increase my tips.
That's on you, baby. That's you gotta be selling yourself.
Yeah, you gotta work it.
Mm-hmm. Work that shit. Yeah.
Let's get you to manager.
That being said, the beard, best decision of your life.
It works for me, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
A beard works for every fucking person.
Mm. I'm just not a fan of the sides. It just makes me look a little patchy.
All you gotta do is clean that shit up.
Upkeep it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, you look like a writer who's been writing for 6 months.
And come up with nothing.
Did you?
fuck.
Did you have that beard when you were in Italy?
No, I didn't. No, no. In Italy, I was like clean.
So I had no beard in France.
I didn't even know you could grow a beard. Goddamn.
Yeah, it's spotty, but yeah, if you keep it clean and you like make a line, it should be
fine. On the line of compliments, though, I was just staring at your biceps.
Cameron,
I'm fucking real.
Oh, thank you.
Cameron's arms.
I'm like, goddamn.
Sometimes I'm outside with Cameron and I'm like looking at him. I'm like,
it's like looking at the sun.
What? Like, I'm like, first of all, why has he never offered me to like hang off of his arms like a monkey? Like, this is not gonna work out.
How much do you weigh?
This is not gonna. I'm 140. Nope, I'm not 140 anymore. I'm 130.
Oh, you know again. What? I feel like his biceps could do it. I feel like your biceps could do it. You hanging? Yeah. Is he hanging off your arm like a monkey?
Oh, I can hang off Cameron.
Yeah, I can hang off the other one.
When he's not okay biting at it, like a feral cat.
I do have a biting problem though. Yes, yes.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna like tone down because I had this. I have a few things loaded up in my head for this.
Yeah,
I've been fighting with you for a minute. With your two relationships, is that like she treats it as like a business? Like she doesn't have a conversation with you often. She just talks at you. She like tells you to do things, instructs you. Like Simba, don't let me finish this. I want this shit done. Like Simba, did you clean the house? Simba, did you pay? And I'm like, sit down and have a fucking conversation with them. No. Like, you guys need to be getting to a patch where you guys are friends again. And I'm sorry if this is awkward.
No. Like, you're absolutely right. And I came to this realization that Simba and I... I treat Simba as a brother and not a friend.
Yeah, and you lose track of that shit.
Exactly. Because I take him for granted, right? Like, my whole life, I was like, who the fuck cares? He's just going to be there.
I think you both do. You both take...
Oh, I did that too. Like, so now, but I'm now like, I have to do the dishes? It's disgusting.
Wait, don't you have a dishwasher there?
I do have a dishwasher, but still, like, you gotta have to.
I mean, do you do the dishes?
Hey, that's what I'm looking for. Some fucking clarity.
But now I have to. Now that I have a roommate, I have to be all like considerate. I'm like,
you don't, but it just makes the rotation of roommates quicker.
He's like, Simba, I'll take out the trash. Can you do the dishes? I'm like, okay, I'll do the dishes. And then I'll like get up and do it. But when it was like me and Choti living together, I'd just be like, this bitch, I'll do it later.
I know.
Yeah. Let's dive into that because.
You want to dive into it?
Yeah.
Dive in.
Dive on it.
Let's dive.
Wait, you haven't seen that American Dad episode?
Oh, shit. Dive on it. I thought you were saying some spicy shit. Okay.
No.
It's
Rogers.
Anyway, what is it like doing the dishes?
It's hard. I gotta
or what's it like watching Alex do the dishes?
My god,
good question.
It's just trading places.
We're gonna die together, so we're gonna say why.